World Youth Day 2011 in Madrid is now officially just 1 month away. And although over 400,000 young people have already signed up to be there, tens of thousands more are still wondering, should I stay or should I go? Europeans have it easiest cost-wise, with Italians, French, and Germans topping the list as the most numerous groups. But thanks to the United States Conference of Catholic Bishops, even those who have to stay at home will be able to take part. The USCCB has developed a social media tool that will allow people, for the first time ever, to make a virtual pilgrimage to World Youth Day. We spoke to Catherine Panzica of the USCCB's Office for Social Media.
A virtual pilgrimage to World Youth Day means that we've created something that those who can't actually physically attend World Youth Day can go to and still feel like they're participating. The cool part about the virtual pilgrimage is we have created a feature that allows users to create avatars that look like themselves. They can choose the skin color, the hair color, the clothing. They can even put glasses on it if they would like. And then that avatar goes on the map for where they are, anywhere in the country, and it also places them in Madrid. And we're using Google Maps, so on the Google Maps you can see detailed images of Madrid, and it's very, very cool. We also have created a Facebook page that people can go to. It's called the Virtual Pilgrimage, Virtual World Youth Day, and they go to that and they can watch live video feed from Madrid. They can follow Twitter feeds that mention World Youth Day. And we also will have people in Madrid who will be blogging each day, recapping the events, sharing photos and videos, and the Facebook page is also open for any of the fans who are in Madrid to upload photos and videos from the event.
It's a completely new world for World Youth Day, but one that really lends itself to the celebration, does it not?
It absolutely does. You know, this is a great way to bring everybody together. People can share their experiences by, you know, commenting, photos, videos. People can also ask questions. It's a great resource for information. You know, World Youth Day has its own Facebook page, and they're currently working on trying to get 1 million followers right now. But on that page, they post updates of, you know, what's going on in the process of preparing for World Youth Day and what pilgrims who are actually going need to know, and they keep them in the loop. So it's really a great way for everyone to stay connected and stay up to date with what's going on.
You use the word avatar. What does that mean?
An avatar is like a virtual person. So kind of looks like a cartoon almost, but it's somewhat realistic looking, and you can make that look like yourself. So if you go to the website, we have a website that people who don't use Facebook can go to. It's www.virtualworldyouthday.org, and we have a Facebook page that you can go to create it. It's called Virtual World Youth Day, and you can get on there and you create an avatar of yourself, and it places it on the map. So it's just like, it looks like you're actually in Madrid.
So we have the actual World Youth Day, the World Youth Day that's taking place in reality in Madrid, but then we have the virtual World Youth Day. It's a whole world within itself.
Yes, it's a world of pilgrims who can't go but would like to still participate in it and show that they care and they want to be involved so they can put themselves in Madrid.
What tools do the people need to have to be able to take part in this virtual World Youth Day?
A computer and an internet connection. As I mentioned before, we have a Facebook page where you can go and you can find the app. It's called Virtual World Youth Day. So if you're a Facebook user, you would just search for Virtual World Youth Day and you like the page and you can go on and you can create your avatar on there. And that's where you can also follow Twitter feeds, and that's where we'll have blogs posted and we'll have the live feed from World Youth Day on that page. Those who are not Facebook users can go to a website, which is www.virtualworldyouthday.org, and that's where they can go and create their avatars.
Now, you are head of social communications for the USCCB there, and I'm going to judge by your voice that you're quite a young person as well yourself. Some people can be quite critical of social media. Some people think that young people spend far too much time in the virtual world. What would you say to answer these criticisms?
You know, I think that social media is the new means of communication, and it's where people do spend a lot of time on it, but, you know, they're learning things, they're interacting with others, and it's a great resource, like I said, for people who worldly say they were using their Facebook page. For people who had questions, they could go on there and ask it, and they'd get instant responses, or, you know, faster than it would be to maybe call them if they couldn't get a hold of somebody right away. It's just a great way for young people to connect and find out information and share information. And, you know, I don't think that it I think that it's important to know that it doesn't take the place of face-to-face communication. It just goes along with it.
The importance of a Catholic presence in social media. Now, for the last 3, if I'm not mistaken, consecutive years, Pope Benedict has dedicated his message for World Communications Day to the digital era, to the generation, the digital generation. Can you speak to us about the importance of a Catholic presence in this digital world?
You know, it's important for Catholics to go and, or for us to go and reach Catholics where they are, and they're online. So we have to go to them. We have to take the good news to them. So we're going to find them where they spend their time, and that's online. And, you know, with USCCB's Facebook page, we get a lot of questions about the faith on there that we can respond to, and we can, you know, interact and engage people on it. And we couldn't necessarily do that if we didn't have this medium. We can engage as many people at one time and as fast as we are. So it's very important for us to take advantage of the opportunities that social media provides and for Catholics to go out and spread the good news through that.
Would you see it also as a vital tool to reach out to people who are perhaps non-Catholic or who have drifted away from the church? Because we know that, for example, the generation between 20 and 35 is often termed as the lost generation of Catholics, those who are perhaps born Catholic but have left the church for whatever reason.
This is a way for us, if they're not in the pews, this is a way for us to find them and reach out to them.
By the beginning of June, the organizers of World Youth Day Madrid 2011 said they already had 400,000 young people registered online, the biggest number to ever have registered for any World Youth Day, with already 2 months yet to go, because usually young people register in the last few weeks before the event, or indeed turn up and register as the event begins. How much of this do you think is down to the fact that World Youth Day Madrid organizers have really focused on social media?
I'm sure a huge part of it is. I mean, Facebook, you know, they have the great options on there to share. So if somebody likes Madrid's or World Youth Day's Facebook page, they can share it with their friends, and it sort of spreads throughout the network. And I think that that's a huge reason why World Youth Day is, you know, the registration's so high right now, is because they found a great medium to use to spread the word about it. And, you know, they're reaching young people where young people are, which is online. And youth are hearing about this and they're getting excited and they want to participate.
Now, of course, the United States to Madrid, it's a long journey and it's an expensive journey. We know there is still a large number of young American Catholics who are going to make their way over to Madrid. Can you talk to us about who actually is going to be manning this website, this Facebook page, the Twitter feed?
We have some delegates who are going from the USCCB who will be there, who will be contributing content. We have some bishops that we're working on who will be there. Nothing's been confirmed yet, but we'd like them to participate, to blog, and possibly even tweet if they can. And then just the youth, you know, who have found out about our Facebook page. It's not necessarily for people who can't go to the event. You can be a virtual pilgrim even if you're not going. It's just a way to get people excited about World Youth Day and something fun that we wanted to do. So we hope that we'll have some pilgrims there who have found our page who would like to upload photos and videos from the events.
And there's no easier way to do so, if there are any of them listening, when they're there, to remember your Facebook page, your Twitter feed and your website, and to share the experience of World Youth Day. Thank you very much, Catherine.
All right, thank you.